Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. With Thanksgiving approaching, Huron County 4-H is organizing its annual food and personal care donation drive to support Thumb Blessing Boxes throughout the county. Donations will be accepted November 3rd through the 26th at the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe, located at 690 North Port Crescent Street. Items may be dropped off Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., including over the noon hour. The office will be closed on Veterans Day, November 11th, and Thanksgiving Day, November 27th through the 28th. Organizers encourage 4-H families and clubs to donate non-expired food or hygiene items to help local residents in need. Participants are advised not to leave donations after hours and to avoid liquid items that could freeze or leak. Monetary contributions can also be made to Thumb Blessing Boxes by check or via Venmo at Thumb Blessing Boxes. For more information, contact the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949. And in Northern Lapeer, there is a township that will be getting a new hall. The Rich Township Board of Trustees conducted a groundbreaking ceremony Saturday on the new 6,400-square-foot township hall. The new hall will be built near the current hall at Millington Road and North Lapeer Road, M24. Besides a new hall giving the township much needed room for its operations, the hall is big enough to be able to host activities like wedding receptions, birthday parties, and more. The current hall at 8482 North Lapeer Road in Mayville was built in the 1950s. It is too small for the current needs of the township. Planning for a new hall has been going on for several years. It is expected to be completed next year. And the administration of Caseville City is in flux with a newly appointed mayor pro tem and some new people that will be part of the council following the Tuesday, November 4 election. Mayor pro tem Kenneth Rathje had opened this month's meeting because Mayor Christopher Stahl is dealing with a major health issue that is expected to keep him out of the office for several months. Because Rathje is retiring from the council, the board selected Darren Sprague to be mayor pro tem during this month's meeting. Stahl's name is on the November election ballot. He is running unopposed to keep the job as mayor. However, there is a contested race for the three open four-year trustee seats with five candidates vying for them. The candidates who are running to be a trustee are Deborah Estep, Jeffrey Herbert, Jacob Kretschmer, Michael Muscat, and Don Talaski. The three trustee candidates to receive the most votes will be on the council. There is also one partial term that will expire on November 2nd, 2027 to be filled. The lone candidate for that position is Jason Kruger. During the 5:30 p.m. November 10 meeting, those who won the election are expected to take their seats then. Also at that meeting, the council is expected to decide who will be mayor pro tem to coordinate city operations until Stahl can return to duties. When we come back after this More Motors sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, with More Motors of Cairo. Why choose More Motors of Cairo? Because you get more for your money with More Motors of Cairo.
More Motors in Cairo.
You get award-winning service before, during, and after the sale. You get fair trade offers. You get transparency. And most importantly, trust.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
At More Motors of Cairo, we take pride in building relationships that last a lifetime. It's customer service that makes the difference. Why would you settle for anywhere else when you can have the best?
More Motors in Cairo.
Choose More Motors of Cairo and get more for your money. This is Denny King, the King of Cars.
Denny King.
With a selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, you owe it to yourself to come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo for over 60 years. located on the west side of Caro on M81. Come say hi to Denny King, the King of Cars.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Cardy, and looking at our national news, a major federal trial is starting in Portland, Oregon, over the deployment of the National Guard. The dispute centers on Trump's use of federal forces during local protests. Local officials argue it was federal overreach. Supporters say it was necessary for public safety. The judge's decision could impact future protest responses. The trial is expected to last several days. And in our international news, North Korea has test-fired cruise missiles into the Yellow Sea this week. The move comes as President Trump visits South Korea. Military officials say it's meant as a show of strength. Regional response has been swift with calls for calm. North Korea says it will continue military activities. Observers fear more tests could escalate tensions. And we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Cardy, and this news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.